Now don't go spilling it everywhere.
Jingle jangle. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. Dave Knuth, how are
you? Papa Top again. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. We got a little warm-up coming finally.
Yeah. Tropical heat wave coming
Yeah,
out.
No kidding. But did you see East Coast could get another snowstorm this weekend?
I saw
weekend?
That, yeah. Better them than us, as they say.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't mind a little bit.
I agree. I wouldn't mind a little more snow. You said you want a little less today, huh?
Yeah.
A little under the weather.
Still getting over a cold, right. Man. I'm
Cheers.
Telling you.
A little classic lager action.
Oh, this might help. You're like a doctor.
I mean, there's nothing the Knuth brew can't solve.
I can't believe Brad said that your hat looked like Elmer Fudd last week.
He just doesn't get it.
He doesn't understand good attire.
Yeah. It's a fashion statement.
Well, I can't believe it's already been 2 weeks since our holiday party at your place.
Isn't it wild? January's almost over.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's flying by. But, yeah, hey, did you have any issues with the extreme cold last weekend at all?
Well, the funny story.
Here we go.
So my wife runs the Knuth Bookseller now, you know, which is in the old beer hall. And for the last, I would say, week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, she's been complaining about the heat in the bookstore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a boiler heat, you know, it's got the old radiators
yeah,
which is great, you know?
It's a big area, though,
it's a big area, and so she was kind of like, hey, David, I don't think the heat's working very well, and, you know, I tend to just, it's fine, you know, it's like, what do you expect? It's negative 18 degrees.
Just turn her up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and so I was kind of, I will admit, kind of, you know, not blowing her off, but maybe brushing her off.
And, I get it,
yeah,
I understand.
You know how that goes.
Uh-huh.
And, well, so, it, you know, then I went over there a few days ago, and yeah, the radiators really weren't that warm. So then I'm getting involved here, and I'm like draining lines, and I'm reading about boilers,
trying to bleed the air out of the
yeah. And of course, you know, they're supposed to come with a key. Well, I don't have the key, and I can't get the nut. Like they're so welded in there because they've never been bled, you know?
Right.
So I'm disconnecting them, you know, and then opening them and draining them from the, just not good. So, I come to the conclusion that, yeah, honey, you're right. There's something wrong with the boiler.
We're going to call a professional.
We're going to call a professional. So the good folks over at Continental Comfort, they came over, and, Steve, their lead technician, He was able to diagnose the problem. Turns out nothing was actually wrong, but there was a setting that needed to be adjusted.
Okay.
It was a boiler that they've never worked with and he's never seen. And apparently it's got a great concept and a great system, but you know, just need a little tune-up. So once again, my beautiful wife is right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you made a nice homemade dinner for her that
night. I did, actually, yeah. Stuffed shells and meatballs, baby.
There you go.
A little glass of wine, cold beer.
Well, we came in on Friday, and, you know, Holly and I were talking before the cold hit. She goes, is everything all right in the house, like water lines and stuff? And I said, yeah, I mean, it's a stone house. Everything's inside the exterior walls. And I said, even in Ripon, I said, everything's on interior walls.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking, I forgot about the sink in our kitchen here.
Sure.
I forgot that it's the ramp behind it, and there is a portion of wall about 2 feet, and that's where the pipes run, and it goes down to Peck's piping in the basement.
Yeah,
but it's copper, like maybe a foot and a half in the wall.
Sure.
Well, Wayne calls. He says, "Well, hey, we got a little problem here." He said, "We have no water at the sink," and I'm like, "Okay, well, I'll open up the cabinet doors, let it thaw out."
Yeah,
well, I should have shut the valve off
in the little basement. Leak.
I came in Saturday,
oh.
And I'm lucky I stopped through.
Yeah.
I opened the front door, and I could see some water on the kitchen floor, and I'm like, okay, well, that might have been from where it thawed.
Sure.
No, the basement had 2 inches of water
in it.
Yes.
Oh, no.
So I did what every guy would do.
Get the shop vac.
Got the shop vac. I walked through it very lightly because there's an extension cord floating. So, sure. Or, a power strip. Right. So yeah. I know how electricity works.
Yeah.
The breaker for the well pump is in the far room in the basement. So I tiptoed over, shut that off. Came back out, went upstairs, put my socks and shoes back on, and I went to Ace Hardware and rented a rug doctor, and I think I emptied it like 40 times, and they're like 5 gallons, so do the math. Yeah. How many hundreds of gallons are down there.
Yeah. And then cold beer?
Cold beer. Yeah. I had a couple after that.
Yep.
It was, but those, we have like rubber-backed carpeting down there, so sure. And it's fresh water. Once you suck that up with those shop vacs, those rug doctors.
Oh, yeah.
Those, it's like dry already.
Right. Those things are amazing.
And you go down there now, you can't even tell.
But probably smells better than it ever has.
They're clean as a whistle. Clean as a whistle. So, yeah, that was our adventure for cold snap.
That's fun.
Yeah. But it happens.
It happens. What are you going to do?
Took about 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
so what's new in the world of Knuth?
Well, we got two new events coming up. Tomorrow we have disc golf putting championship.
I saw your video on Facebook.
Yeah, so we start shortly after lunch. So if you want to come at noon and get your beer and your pizza ready, I think tee off is at 1:00, if I'm not mistaken. I might be mistaken. I don't know.
Usually the owners are the ones that are in the dark on things like that.
but we're doing it tomorrow. And so it's a 4-hole course, free to play. Everyone's encouraged to come, even the kids. And it's going to be set up throughout the restaurant and the brewery. Some nice obstacles.
Upstairs at all?
I think it might go upstairs or part of the steps.
Sure.
So that'll take place tomorrow afternoon. And then... And then there's prizes for first through third. And then next Saturday, we're going to host our first ever cribbage tournament.
Those have been coming out a lot lately. Yeah. A lot of people are liking cribbage.
So that'll be next Saturday afternoon, cribbage tournament. Again, free to play. If you want to bring your own board, we're encouraging you. We've got some, but if you want to, we don't know how many people are going to show up. So if you got a board, bring it on down. And there's some cool ones out there.
Big deer antlers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. So cribbage next Saturday afternoon. Check out Facebook for events or details on that. But again, free to play and prizes for first through third. And then next Saturday night, we have our buddy Taylor J, the video guy, who also plays. He's a great musician. He's one of those guys. When he sings, he does not sound like he talks. Just got a great voice. He'll do. Morgan Wallen, Garth Brooks, he'll do some rock and roll.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, he's the one that films
he's not here today because he's, slacker.
And you can't see us right now.
Right.
But, it's great to, maybe I'll have to swing through and see him. I've never seen him perform.
Yeah.
So I've heard good things.
You'd love him.
He goes up to, Stadium View a lot.
Yeah, he plays
a lot
in Green Bay, and Stadium View is kind of his... hot spot.
Sure.
Yep. And then, of course, Polka Fest is, I think we're a month away now, officially.
Yeah. So, a little less.
Yeah. Yep. I talked to Danny and Michelle from Copper Box. Of course, they're coming again this year, and we're going to have it upstairs in the big dance hall. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Contact info.
748-5188. We got wood-fired prime rib tomorrow night, too, and the oven will be on. A little heat wave coming out, so.
There you go. Cheers.
Oh, Beer Garden will be open.
Oh.